Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Come visit the site, read the articles, listen to the podcasts, join the club, go to the store, help us raise money for the kids at Children's. And please don't forget that when you either buy something in our store or join our club, we are giving additional money to cancer research, specifically for breast cancer, in the month of October. So please help us raise money for both causes. And as always, you can get my articles and podcasts on SteelCityUnderground.com, along with many other great columnists who cover the Steelers in depth, better than just about any other site out there. So please read all of our articles on that site, listen to the podcast, look out for some great giveaways, and much, much more. So let's get into it. The Steelers with a great, then that's the only word I can use, great victory over the Cincinnati Bengals this past week with a minute and 18 left. They go down and win the game. I love the fact that Antonio Brown caught the game-winning touchdown, and it wasn't even close, especially after the way Burfict was out there playing. It was a nice finishing touch. The comeback victory, being on the road, winning two in a row, these are all great things. The fact that it was a divisional game, first divisional win of the year, going into the bye week. I mean, there's just so many things that made this fantastic. No sacks on Roethlisberger. Connor looked like a beast. I mean, Juju looks amazing. You can kind of go on and on. And the fact is, that, you know, if I had to pick out a couple of things, one, getting the divisional win on the road in Cincinnati is always sweet, and that's now six in a row for the Steelers in Cincinnati. That's a great thing. Two, getting Ben and AB on track, which I thought they looked great on Sunday, is a huge, huge win for the Steelers right there. I mean, just to get AB involved and him having that game-winning touchdown, I just think is going to do so much for this team, quite frankly. Three, you know, Roethlisberger not getting sacked is exactly what the doctor ordered. Heading into the bye week, he doesn't have to nurse anything. His elbow is fine, according to his radio show this week. He's good to go, and he's going to get a couple of weeks to rest until the next game against the Cleveland Browns. So these are all great things for sure. But maybe the most important thing is James Conner just running like a beast for the second week in a row. And the fact that the offensive line is back to form. And I wrote about that earlier this week, but those guys up front, when they're playing the way that they can play, Mike Munchak has that group at the top of the league. And they are the keys, all five of them, to the success of this team. When they play the way they did on Sunday, this team can beat anyone in the league because they had a ball control offense. They kept Ben Roethlisberger upright, and they just allowed the team to exude the confidence that it takes to go on the road and win a divisional game. And I think that they're going into the bye week on a high note. I expect them to beat Cleveland when they come out of the bye week the following week, and then they'll come down to Baltimore. And we'll see how that goes. But I think, you know, at 3-2-1, after what we saw in the first few games, first four games, really, you got to take it. Steeler fans, you got to take it, you know. And it's amazing how a couple of weeks will change the tides. But right now, you got to feel pretty good. Are they flawless? Absolutely not. I still have major concerns around Artie Burns in that secondary. I don't expect him to start coming out of the bye week. I don't expect him to even see significant playing time. I'm over him, personally. I'm over him. I don't know what is going on, but that guy forgot how to cover. And you cannot trust Artie Burns. You know, and if we fast forward to an assumption that the Steelers make the playoffs, I mean, if they have to play Pat Mahomes or Brady or Rivers, he's going to get eaten alive if he's out there. He's going to get eaten alive. So they've got to move on from him. And if this team could go out there and trade for a top-level corner, they should do it inside of this Super Bowl window. They should do it. You know, they got Hayden last year. They need another one opposite him. They need somebody opposite him. They need somebody that can make Hayden the number two, quite honestly. Hayden's the number one, and he's good. He's not what he used to be, but he's very good. But I want him to be the number two. Artie Burns was supposed to make Hayden the number two. And Artie Burns automatically lofted Hayden to the number one. And it's not even close. It's not even close. And I think Hayden's very good. But I think the reason he looks even better is because of what plays opposite of him on this team. And that's something that is a little concerning because he's also capable of getting beat. Now, not as often, and I think he's had a very good season, so I really don't want to sit here and bash Hayden. It's the other side, and really, it's Burns. He sucks. He sucks. That's it. I know I keep hashing on this here, but he sucks, and I'm sick of it. And he's going to cost them somewhere down the line big time if he's allowed to be out there. So they need to really, really fix that situation into the bye week, period. Now, I do have a question for you guys, but I know there's no one here sitting with me, but I want you to ponder this, and I'm wondering if you felt the same way. So as the Steelers were driving down the field, down 21-20, clearly they only needed to get a field goal. It comes out now that Roethlisberger found out that Danny Smith wanted the ball at least to the 32-yard line, meaning setting up Boswell for a 50-yard kick. Now, I didn't quite think that the Steelers were going to go down and score a touchdown. I had a good feeling they might drive the ball for a game-winning field goal attempt. And I say attempt like that because I don't know. I know what I felt. I didn't feel confident that Boswell was going to hit a game-winner there. Now, last year, I would have said he'll kick it through from the 50. You know, he did nothing wrong in that game. Don't get me wrong. He did nothing, you know, to suggest that he was going to miss in that game. But the previous games compiled together have made me have at least second thoughts about him. Now, I'm in no way suggesting the Steelers should release him right now, of course. I'm in no way saying that he wouldn't have made that kick. We'll never have a way of telling, obviously. But what I'm saying is I had concerns. Maybe for the first time this year, and I know he's missed several kicks, but I had concerns. And I wonder out loud to you guys, did you? And you should know, if you were watching that game, you probably had it cross your mind whether you thought he was or wasn't going to make that kick. Because I don't think most people thought that Antonio Brown was going to catch that touchdown pass. I just don't think that they did. Turns out he did. They left 10 seconds on the clock. Steelers win. They get out of Cincinnati unscathed, despite the fact that Vontaze Burfict tried to do his best to decapitate AB, said he was going to go after Juju. The guy needs to be suspended. And NFL, I'm talking to you. You hypocrites. You unbelievable hypocrites. If this guy does not face a suspension, and I recognize he's only come back and played two games since his four-game suspension earlier this year for substance abuse, on top of all the other suspensions he's had for on-field and off-field antics in the past. You say you're out for player safety, NFL. You preach it all the time. Player safety, player safety. So much so that a quarterback can't get sneezed on without there being two flags thrown. Yet, when a star like AB is clearly being targeted, clearly his head is being targeted, nothing happens. What is going on, you hypocrites? You're so concerned about the quarterbacks, and I'm not saying you're wrong in wanting your best quarterbacks to be out there, but you're so concerned about your quarterbacks that you preach this safety BS, but you don't back it up because there are no penalties, or at least not as often, and certainly no suspensions that we see so far for these types of plays. And it's not that every player that has a penalty like that on a receiver or even on a quarterback needs to be suspended or even fined, for that matter. But when there's a guy like Vontaze Burfict with the history that this guy has, And just the sheer ugliness with which he plays. The thuggery, quite frankly. And look, the guy's a hell of a football player. I mean, by all accounts, he's really good. The Steelers will say so themselves. The guy can play football. But he's reckless. He's dangerous. He's mentally unstable, based on what I can tell. And I'm certainly no, you know, psychiatrist or psychologist of any kind. But I don't think it takes a psychiatrist or a psychologist to see that that guy is a loon. And you're letting a lunatic who is very dangerous out on the field with the capability of hurting anybody on any play with a weapon, his helmet. And he's not afraid to use it. And you don't do anything about it. You hypocrites. Step up. If you're going to preach player safety, then prove it. Show it. Live it. Don't do it for just one position, i.e. quarterbacks, and not the rest. Because if that's how this player safety is going to be, then shut up and stop saying that you care, because you don't. You know what you care about? Your pocketbooks. It's very, very clear that that's what you care about. Fix that. Be consistent, NFL. Do something. This guy should not be allowed in the league. And this is not the first time or the first year that we've discussed this. Everybody knows, former players, let alone current players, know this idiot belongs out of the league. Yet you do nothing. You hypocrites. Honestly, your product is slipping. It's Thursday Night Football. I'm going down a tangent here now. But Thursday Night Football, by and large, is terrible. It's terrible. You don't get a good product out there, but you know why it's out there, NFL? Because you're greedy. You had to have another night of football, didn't you? Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. I really don't watch it. You know why? Because the product sucks. It sucks on Thursday nights. It's not enough time. You had all day Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday night. Did you really need to add Thursday night to the mix? There's already college football on Thursday nights if people want their football fix. You didn't have to play it that way, but you did because you're greedy. You're greedy. Any way you can get more money, you're doing it. So that's whether you put in games on Thursday night, I'm sure Tuesday night's coming. Or if you're not, you know, suspending guys unless they hurt the quarterbacks. You're greedy. And it makes it hard to watch. It makes it hard to really believe in the product that you put out there. And I love the Steelers, and I watch them. But I'm not watching a lot of other games. I'm not watching many, in fact. Because the product's not that good. There. I said it. I'm not the first. I'm not the last. The product's not that good. When you're calling flags on legitimate tackles on quarterbacks and not on violent plays on receivers. You hypocrites. Anyway, that was a big, big tangent on the NFL. In terms of the Steelers, I think, you know, great shape going into the bye week. I think we'll have to play it out and see if Le'Veon Bell comes back. You know, nobody on the Steelers organization seems to think that that's going to occur. Or they don't know if it will, I guess. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN says he still thinks it will. He thinks it'll be next week, the week leading into the Cleveland game. So we'll see if that's the case. As far as I see it, I do think he's going to return. I think he's going to return before the Browns game. I think he's going to expect to play. I think the Steelers should use their T-week roster exemption, not pay him, not play him, and then bring him back after that. And if he doesn't like it, so be it. This is the last year for Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. I hope he has a great 6 or 8 games, whatever it may be that he plays, and then into the playoffs. But the way James Conner is running right now, and I know that 2 weeks ago I said something different, but the way James Conner is running right now, Le'Veon Bell cannot take that job. Now, 2 weeks ago, I said that it was time for Bell to return and they needed him. But that's changed. 2 weeks in this league will change things real quickly, and it did. If Conner's going to run like this, Bell is not needed in that offense other than a back that gives Conner a rest. And yes, he's better than Conner. I realize that. But why disrupt things? And Conner is your present and he is your future. Bell is neither at the moment. And I think they should visit trading him for one of those top corners out there. Maybe Peterson in Arizona, for example, if that's possible. I don't know that why Arizona would do it unless they felt like they could sign Le'Veon long term. But I don't think he would sign there considering the Cardinals are terrible. But if they could get a guy like that somewhere, somehow, for Bell, you do it. Because again, to make this full circle, Artie Burns is not that guy. But time will tell, and we'll see what happens. Gut feeling, he returns leading into the Cleveland week. The Steelers don't exercise the roster exemption, and he plays. He doesn't start, but he plays. That's my prediction. I think he could be a problem in the locker room initially, but I think that players know how good he is, and when you are that good, I think you get a pass inside of those locker rooms. The fans may not help that. I think the fans might boo his ass every single time he touches the ball in Pittsburgh. But he's earned that. He's earned those boos. And feel free to rain those boos upon him when he does return, which he will. By week 10, he'll be there. He has to be, or he will not get a service here. And then we'll be dealing with this drama next year. So let's wait and see. Until then, it's been a good week after another Steelers victory. I will catch you next week leading into the Browns game. So there won't be a victory, there won't be a loss, there won't be a tie, but we'll talk about the Browns game next week. Until then, have a good one.